I'm Laurel Bowman. The United States added more than a million new COVID-19 cases in the first 5 days of December. The country leads the world in both number of cases and number of deaths. And the U.S. FDA meets Thursday to consider emergency use authorization of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. If all goes as planned, the first shipments of the vaccine could be delivered shortly after. Pfizer Incorporated has applied for emergency use authorization of its vaccine in India, media said on Sunday, the first to do so in a country with the world's second highest number of infections. The U.S. company, whose vaccine was recently approved by the British government, has written to the Drugs Controller General of India. This was reported by a CNN affiliate citing a government source. Britain is preparing to become the first country to roll out the Pfizer vaccine. Later this week, initially making the shot available at hospitals before distributing it to doctors' clinics, the government said on Sunday. The first doses are set to be administered on Tuesday, with the National Health Service giving top priority to vaccinating the over 80s, frontline healthcare workers, and care home staff and residents. Queen Elizabeth and her husband, both in their 90s, will be among the first to get the jab. South Korea will impose heightened social distancing rules for the capital, Seoul, and surrounding areas, health officials said Sunday, as authorities struggle to contain the nation's largest wave of coronavirus infection in 9 months. The decision comes after the government implemented unprecedented measures on Saturday in a country that had seen initial success through aggressive contact tracing and other steps. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Moscow wants to vaccinate up to 7 million people, its mayor told state TV, as Russia on Sunday reported yet another record high number of new COVID-19 cases. Moscow began distributing its Sputnik V COVID-19 shot via 70 clinics on Saturday and to the most exposed groups, marking Russia's first large-scale vaccination against the disease. Russia reported a record daily increase of 29,039 new cases, taking the national total to over 2.46 million since the pandemic began, while the official national death toll rose to more than 43,100. Russia, which has the world's fourth highest number of coronavirus cases, puts high hopes on its vaccine, but with some scientists have raised concern about the speed at which it gave the regulatory go-ahead and began giving people shots. An influential Saudi prince launched a bitter attack on Israel at a regional conference Sunday, drawing retorts from the Jewish state's foreign minister, who addressed the gathering virtually. The row erupted months after the UAE and Bahrain broke decades of Arab consensus by normalizing ties with Israel, a move condemned as a stab in the back by Palestinians. It also undermines the Saudi-sponsored 2002 Arab Peace Initiative, which maintained that Arab states would not establish relations with the Jewish state until it made peace with the Palestinians. The prince, who is a former Saudi intelligence chief and said to be close to the country's leadership, reiterated strong support for the Palestinian cause in a presentation to the Manama Dialogue Security Forum. He called the Jewish state a Western colonizing power that evicted Palestinians, destroyed villages, and assassinated whomever they wanted. Israel's foreign minister addressed the meeting by video conference shortly after, expressing his regret over the comments, and he later tweeted that they don't reflect the facts or the spirit and changes that the region is undergoing. Despite the prince's blunt rhetoric, mutual concern over Iran has gradually brought Israel and Gulf nations closer. Cameroon on Sunday held its first indirect regional elections. The president called the elections, some say, to defuse the separatist insurgency in the English-speaking West, but the opposition is boycotting it as a sham. In Sunday's election, a 24,000-strong electoral college made up of municipal councilors and traditional chiefs will vote to fill the posts of 900 regional councilors, 90 for each of the country's 10 regions. But the municipal councils that have the greatest proportion of votes is already dominated by the 87-year-old president. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.
Only the Voice of America.